What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Thanks for stopping by my Audio Boom channel and listening to this review. And don't forget, after this, listen to other reviews, plus listen to my other channels here and check out some of the shows. And if you watch TV, you might find something you like here. That's all I'm going to say. So let's get back to this movie review here. The movie's called How. I got it in my hand right here. It's a Blu-ray copy. And it stars Ed Spellers and Shauna McDonald. Those are the names on the cover. But it does have other people that you might recognize if you watch the movie. Sean Pertwee. Some of y'all know him as Alfred from Gotham. He's in this movie. If you've seen this movie... Okay, that's all I'm going to say, okay? Because I was excited to see Alfred. And then, okay, just see the movie. You'll see what I'm talking about. From the award-winning FX creator of The Descent. Now, before I get into this review, if you haven't seen The Descent, you really should. The Descent is so good. I love that movie. Every time it comes on, even on TV, it's one of those movies where I'll watch it. If it's on cable, I have to watch it. I own part one and part two. And if it comes on TV, I will watch it on TV. I love that movie. Part two is good, but part one is so, so good. So you got the FX crew from The Descent, part of this movie called How. Pretty much this movie is about a group of people. They're on a train, and they're not very nice people. I don't know if they... I'm not going to lie, and I know it's wrong for me to say all people on train are rude, but these people were just exceptionally rude, which makes me think that everybody in first class on trains is rude. Are they? Because these people, maybe it's just people in Europe, or maybe, and I'm not saying all Europeans are rude, but these people were really rude, and I was like, I don't even want to get on train, I don't want to ride a train, no I don't. So if anybody is from wherever this movie took place, please tell me if people on trains are all rude like this, because man, this was the first movie that I watched, and I was like, die. I want you to die. Oh, yeah, I want you to die. You know what? I want everybody to die on this freaking train because they were just rude to my boy who was just trying to do his job and who had a crush on one of the girls in there. Okay, so let me go back to the movie. So a group of people are on a train, and they're going from point A to point B. While they're going to point B, something happens on the track, and the train gets stuck right in the middle of the freaking woods. It's dark. It's dark as hell, it's a place that you don't want to be in the middle of the night. So the train operator, Alfred, goes out and to inspect the train, and the bushes move, and that's all I'm going to say. So then it comes to find out that there is a werewolf out there hunting these people down. It's kind of like if they were like in an African jungle tour, and they were put in a cage, and they got lions all around them. That's what this movie is about. That's what it is, because these people are just sitting ducks. And some of them freak out, and some of them decide to fight back, and that's pretty much how the movie is. I really enjoyed it. I really did. I didn't think I was going to like it as much as I did, because, you know, when you look at movies like this, and you're thinking, oh, and don't get me wrong, and let me rewind a little bit. My wife thinks I'm crazy, because I am I love great horror. I love B-horror, the bloodier the better, the cheesier the better. I mean, it's just, that's what I was raised as a kid. I love horror movies. So seeing this, I knew that I couldn't watch it with my wife, because my wife's going to be like looking at the cover and going, no, because she just doesn't watch movies. Me, I was like looking at the cover, and I see this big giant werewolf, and I'm like, sold. And then how they have How, and then the O in How is the full moon. So you know, for people like me, it's going to be good. And it was. It was really good. I enjoyed it a lot. Like I said, I wanted everybody dead in this movie. Ed Spielers is the main guy. He was actually, some of y'all recognize him from Aragon. Do you remember that one? It came out in like 2006 where he rode a dragon. Which, by the way, Ed, if you're listening to this or if anybody's listening to this and knows Ed, I'm still waiting for my Aragon 2. Okay? For real. Like, I liked Aragon and I'm waiting for the next one. So get to step in. It's been a long time. We need a part two. Speaking of The Descent, which was awesome, Shauna McDonald, she's in this movie. She was actually in The Descent and The Descent 2. She's the sister that was, I don't want to ruin it, but she's in the movie. She's a badass in The Descent. And this one here, she's more of a little douchey baggy too as well. I hate to say it. I wanted Shauna, you know, Shauna is on the list of I want everybody dead. I enjoyed the storyline because I had never seen that type of werewolf type of movie where, you know, train, forest, and then picked off one by one, which was cool. Normally, it's just not like that. So it was good to see that different. I like the creatures, too. The werewolf, it was definitely different. And I could see where it kind of took a little bit from The Descent. At least that's the feel that I got. They're two different creatures. But it's just the shadow and the way they walked. It was cool. And a different kind of werewolf, what I'm not used to seeing. But it was dope. I enjoyed that. The blood and guts, it was good. You know, I mean, there's always room for more blood, but what you get is cool. And just everything about it was just good. The music, too, I enjoyed as well. Very 80s, I felt like. I just felt like I was watching an old school horror movie. So it definitely, you know, for me, it just, I just remembered the good old days. And that's what it was, watching House. Well, I enjoyed that part. I really don't have any complaints except more blood. But but when I say more blood, there is blood in this. It's just I wanted more. But does that hurt the film? No, it doesn't, for me at least. So I enjoyed it. If I had to give about a 1 out of 5 popcorns, I would give a solid 4. 4 out of 5 popcorns for Howl. It's out in stores, probably on video on demand and everything else. If you're into horror, if you're into werewolves, you might want to check this out. And if you're waiting for Aragorn as well, there's no dragons in this, but we do get Ed Spieler in this, and it would be nice to get a Descent 3. I'd watch Descent 3, Shauna, so make that happen if you can. What else? I think that's it, people. So, like I said, 4 out of 5 for this movie. If you want to read more reviews, all that good stuff, check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. Everything is there. Or right here, audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. Because you'll see different reviews over there and over here. It's a long story. I don't want to get into it, but just those are the two spots you want to go to. If you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, that's my stuff. And I Watch Mike on Facebook. Other than that, that is it. Everybody have a great evening. I will talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.